The Arkansas Attorney General's Office is organizing the state's first two vaping summits this week. One begins Monday morning at 9. KUIR intern Kelly Conley has a preview.
Attorney General Leslie Rutledge is partnering with the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences and Arkansas Children's Hospital to plan both vaping summits. Both events will discuss the dangers of youth vaping.
The challenges that we're going to see, the health challenges, will not be seen 20 or 30 years from now. They're going to be seen 2 days from now, 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, 2 years from now.
The first event is being held today at Children's Hall on the Arkansas Children's Hospital campus. The second event will be held Wednesday at Bentonville High School. Both welcome anyone who wants to learn more about youth vaping, especially educators, parents, healthcare providers, law enforcement officials, and lawmakers. According to Arkansas Children's Chief Operating Official, Shonda Chacon, there will be several panels that feature speakers from different professional backgrounds. Physicians, educators, and leaders in industry are included as panelists.
Getting smart minds together to help educate families and parents and teachers about the health risks of vaping as a youth and really understand what the dangers are, have a really educational, informative event to talk through how schools are addressing vaping.
Rutledge will act as a moderator for these discussions. She says the summit will conclude with a policy panel to discuss what she says is a crisis among teenagers. Rutledge also says most of the enforcement actions against underage tobacco usage are enforced in schools. This is one reason why Rutledge hopes educators will attend the summit.
Some are asserting fines against teenagers. Some are suspending them. Unfortunately, parents are providing these vapes and these pods to them because they're so glad that their kids are not smoking, when they don't realize how dangerous it is for these children to be vaping.
The Attorney General's office has started a campaign to address vaping usage among Generation Z, which includes people between the ages of 7 and 22. Rutledge says she does not want health issues to affect young people.
We want Generation Z to be nic-free. Kids now are referring to it when they vape too much and they take in too much nicotine. They call it getting nic-sick. We don't want kids to get nic-sick. We don't want them to hurt their lungs. We want them to be long, living, healthy, productive adults.
Last month, an Arkansas teenager filed a lawsuit against e-cigarette maker Juul Labs, alleging the company used deceptive marketing to conceal the addictive nature of its products. The lawsuit is seeking class action status on behalf of all residents who bought or used Juul's products. The youth vaping summits are free to the public, but space is limited. To learn more, visit KUAR.org. Kelly Conley, KUAR News.